With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. After months of turmoil on Capitol Hill, the House approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies yesterday. The whole deal is now going to the Senate. It's expected to pass it soon and President Biden to sign it. Speaker Mike Johnson may pay a price, though, putting his job on the line, needing a lot of Democrats to help him push over the conservatives in his own party. Joe Biden's campaign team is getting worried about RFK Jr.'s independent presidential campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
More than 6 months before the election, President Biden appeared with more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family last week to receive their endorsement. It was hardly a surprise that many in the prominent Democratic family announced their support for the president. But the event indicated how seriously the Biden campaign views the potential threat of RFK Jr.'s campaign. On the same day his family embraced Joe Biden, Kennedy Jr. secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the president says he wants to raise about $5 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the wealthy and on corporations. Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch tells the Salem Radio Network Mr. Biden's proposal won't improve America's economic well-being.
Not only is it going to make America's businesses uncompetitive, not only is it going to try to double and triple tax money people have earned, it's also going to do all that without actually getting America's finances on track.
He says Mr. Biden's proposal is nothing more than a gimmick. Ecuadorians at the poll today in a referendum touted by the country's new leader as a way to crack down on criminal gangs that are behind a spiraling wave of violence. This is SRN News. German lawmakers have approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. Prior to this, Germany required individuals who wanted to change their gender on official documents to first obtain assessments from mental health experts and then to undergo a sex change operation. The new law goes into effect in November. A federal appeals court has ruled West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. The 2-1 ruling for the Fourth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to Becky Jackson, who is a boy living as a girl. Judge Toby Haytens wrote that offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports teams or not at all, quote, is no real choice at all. The ACLU led the lawsuit. This is SRN News. It's not your grandparents' cup of coffee.
A company in Finland has come up with a coffee blend developed by artificial intelligence. It's been launched as the Helsinki-based coffee roastery's AI Conic Blend. It's an AI-picked mixture with four types of beans. The International Coffee Organization says people in the Nordic nation of some 5.6 million people consumes the most coffee in the world annually at about 26 pounds per capita. Jason Walker reporting.
The first model of the USS Enterprise used in the opening credits of the original Star Trek TV series has boldly gone home, actually, returning to creator Gene Roddenberry's son. Decades after it went missing, the three-foot model's disappearance sometime in the 1970s had become the subject of lore. This is SRN News.